Levi Strauss is apparently the first company to put green instructions on its tags. Donate old clothing and wash in cold water. Getting stains out in cold water is easier thanks to re-engineered laundry detergent like Tide Cold Water and others like it. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
It used to be if you really wanted to get something clean, you would only use hot or warm water. The ingredients of the laundry detergent simply react better at higher temperatures to get ground-in dirt out. But heating up water uses a lot of energy and increases your utility bill. With the development of cold water detergent, 35% of consumers now wash only in cold water. Procter & Gamble put its Tide cold water on the shelves in 2005 and has since ramped up marketing for it and its more recent counterpart in Western Europe. In one of P&G's process laboratories at the Ivorydale Technical Center, scientists put the soap together on an experimental basis. They check color, viscosity, and density. Chemist Jack English worked to develop Tide Cold Water and says the biggest challenge for making such a detergent is the kinetics you have to overcome.
Washing in cold water does make things come out of solution faster. It changes the properties of a lot of different things. Think about oils or ice. Just as they lower the temperature, they get harder. The same thing happens in your wash, where when the temperature gets colder, the things on your garment become harder to remove.
To overcome this, Procter & Gamble uses a combination of proprietary surfactants or soluble compounds with very good cold water properties. English says this blend helps break through a lot of the greasy stains, dirt, and chocolate. For Ariel XL Gel, P&G's European cold water detergent, it all started at a downtown Cincinnati lab 4 years ago. Communication manager Andy Fisk says the challenge came down to finding a gel that would work in cold water.
And what's special about it is it is a gel. It's actually a different type of laundry detergent. It's not like the powders that we have or the liquids that we have, but it's something in between. It's kind of similar to toothpaste when you squeeze it out. We tested over 5 million different formulations, and we only found 30 that worked, that were a gel and allowed us to use those specialty ingredients. And of those 30 that we tested, one emerged, which is the current Ariel XL gel.
How long did that all take?
Between the aha moment in Cincinnati and going to market was 3 years.
P&G's Central Laundry Lab tests the effectiveness of cold water detergent. Countless piles of dirty whites go through the cleaning process. In this facility, there are over 150 washers and dryers running 5 days a week. In a given year, P&G runs 20 to 50,000 laundry cycles to see if its products are meeting the needs of consumers.
Washing in cold water can save the consumer anywhere from 1.25 kilowatt hours up to 1.7, 1.8, depending on your wash habits. That equates to roughly 12 to 14 hours of lighting a high-efficiency light bulb in your home. So for every cold water wash you switch over, you can light a high-efficiency light bulb for an extended period of time.
Fisk puts it a different way for European consumers.
We actually did the calculation that if everybody just turned their machines down one click, everybody in Europe, whether they use Ariel XL Gel or any other product, the amount of electricity we could save would be enough to light Poland, the country. It's that kind of amount of energy that you can save.
In Canada, the Energy Efficiency Alliance has started the Switch to Cold campaign. In the U.S., the Alliance to Save Energy also advocates the benefits of cold water washing with products like Tide Cold Water and Purex. 2 years ago, utility companies in California asked P&G to donate some detergent for a study they were running. Lauren Thaman with P&G's North America Fabric Care says the company was happy to comply.
And after the 8 to 9 month study, we learned that on average, consumers reduce 58% of the energy used to wash their laundry versus a pre-baseline.
Some utilities are now offering rebates if people buy cold water detergent. In October, Procter & Gamble released its 2009 sustainability report and credited Ariel XL Gel, the Western European version of the cold water wash, with a big portion of sales of products that significantly reduce the environmental impact. And look for more clothing companies like Levi Strauss to encourage cold water washing on their instruction tags. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.